You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is April 30th, and we had another great Monday for sports, so let's talk about it. Last night we had three playoff games in the NBA, the first being between the Celtics and the Heat down in Miami. The Celtics came into this one leading the series 2-1, and they took care of business, beating the shorthanded Heat 102-88 to take a 3-1 series lead. The Heat were again without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier, and they just do not have the depth to match up with the Celtics. Tatum did not even play that well, only going 5-for-18 from the field, and Porzingis left the game with a calf injury late in the second quarter. But Derek White was the difference in this one, as he dropped 38 points on 58% shooting, including 8 three-pointers. The series will now head back to Boston on Wednesday, as the Celtics look to close out the series and advance to the second round. In our second game of the night, we had the Pelicans hosting the top-seeded Thunder down in New Orleans, as they were looking to avoid a sweep. And the Pelicans showed a lot of heart here, as they kept this one close and they fought hard throughout the entire night, even without Zion. Neither team had a lead larger than 5 until about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, where the Thunder took a 6-point lead on a Jalen Williams 3, and they never looked back. They would go on to win this one 97-89, completing the 4-game sweep of New Orleans in advancing to the second round to take on the winner of the Clippers-Mavs series. The Pelicans got 20 from McCollum, 19 from Valanciunas, and 16 from Najee Marshall off the bench, but SGA and Williams led the way for OKC, each of them scoring 24, with Chet and Josh Giddey each adding 14 of their own for OKC. They look to be in a great spot as a franchise, as they're probably a couple years ahead of schedule here, and they're already advancing to the second round of the playoffs with a really young squad and a ton of future picks in the arsenal still. But also on the other end of the spectrum, if I was New Orleans, I wouldn't be that discouraged either. They also have a promising team. They're still pretty young. And this seemed to be Zion's coming out party before he was injured in the play-in tournament. And they didn't really have a real shot against this OKC team without him. So I would assume he comes back strong as ever next year, and they'll look to build on this season and probably improve on where they finished this year. But then over to our third game of the night, we had game 5 between the Lakers and the Nuggets in Denver. And this one was again like seemingly every other Lakers-Nuggets playoff game that we've seen in the last 2 years. It was back and forth throughout the entire first half. And again, the Lakers took a lead into halftime, 53-50. They increased the lead to 9 early in the third, but then Denver closed the quarter on a 21-10 run after an Anthony Davis shoulder injury, and they led by 2 entering the fourth. The final frame was about as even as possible with both teams trading buckets, but the Nuggets prevailed once again on another Jamal Murray buzzer beater, reminiscent of the shot he hit just a few days ago in Game 2. And this win for the Nuggets will end the Lakers' season for the second year in a row, and they will advance to play Minnesota in the second round while the Lakers head to Cancun. Over to the NHL, we had 2 more playoff games last night, with the first being between the Panthers and the Lightning. They were scoreless after 1 in this one, but then we saw 7 goals in the next 2 periods, and unfortunately for the Lightning, 6 of those were scored by the Panthers as they went on to win by 5 and close out the series 4-1. Hedman had the lone goal for Tampa in a losing effort, while Bobrovsky finished with 31 saves, and the Panthers got 2 goals each from Barkov and Verhaeghe. Florida now advances to the second round, and they will play the winner of the Boston-Toronto series, with the Bruins leading that one 3-1, with Game 5 tonight in Boston. In the second game of the night, we had Vegas hosting Dallas with a 2-1 series lead. They were even at 1 after the first before a Jack Eichel goal early in the second broke the tie. Dallas then scored the next 2, including a power play goal from Wyatt Johnston, and they would follow that up with an empty netter late in the third to win this one 4-1. With the win, the Stars tie up the series 2-2, and they will now head back to Dallas for Game 5 on Wednesday. Tonight, we have 4 Game 5s, with the home team leading each of those series 3-1, with the exception of the Colorado-Winnipeg series, where the lower-seeded Avalanche have their own 3-1 lead. And then over in the MLB, we had another full slate of games with some more notable scores. Despite compiling seven hits, the Yankees were shut out by the Orioles as the O's earned their 18th win on the season, winning 2-0 in Baltimore. Over in New York, the Cubs beat the Mets 3-1 on a two-run bomb from Christopher Morel in the ninth inning. The Rays then beat the Brewers 1-0 in Milwaukee. They scored one in the first, and then that was the last run of the game as Ryan Pepiot earned his third win on the season, throwing six shutout innings and striking out seven. The Mariners beat the Braves 2-1 on a walk-off two-run homer from Mitch Garver. Fried also threw six scoreless with seven Ks, but he was left with a no decision after the blown save from Minter. And then down in Arizona, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 8-4 to improve to 19-12 on the season. And that will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.